Welcome to the Flood Church Sermon Podcast, where we bring you sermons from our teaching team at Flood Church Lilongwe, Malawi. For more information, you can go to floodchurch.com.
Luke chapter 14, verse 12 to 14. And today we're going to be talking about hospitality. And that's what we're going to be chatting about. So if you can, I would like to ask you to stand as we read the Word of God together this morning. Luke 14, verse 12 to 14. Then Jesus said to his host, "When you give a luncheon or dinner, do not invite your friends, your brothers or sisters or your relatives or your rich neighbors. If you do, they might invite you back, and so you'll be repaid. But when you give a banquet, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind, and you'll be blessed. Although they cannot repay you, you will be repaid at the resurrection of the righteous." God, we just want to say thank you, for you are good and you are amazing. We bless your name, God, in Jesus' name. Amen. You can have a seat. Earlier on, Agri asked us a question of who would you invite? If you had to be given a chance, who would you invite? And dead or alive? I thought of James, the brother of Jesus. And I just thinking like, you know, how was it for James to be a brother to Jesus? And actually one fascinating thing is that later on, James, the brother of Jesus, calls Jesus my Lord. He calls Jesus my Lord. And you're like, what? How cool of this brother that a sibling would say, "You are my Lord." You know, and I'm just wondering, growing up together, how that looked like. So I would like to kind of like ask him some questions, you know, to talk about that. But here's a story. And Jesus Christ has been invited to this banquet, has been invited to this dinner. It was on a Sabbath, and Christ healed a person on the Sabbath day. And, when we read scripture and looking how it was in the time of Jesus doing anything that presented some sort of work on a Sabbath was a taboo. So Jesus Christ healed somebody on the Sabbath. And then Jesus says to the people, like, okay, what if your child was sick? Would you pick them up? You know, what if your animal fell into a ditch? Would you pick it up on a Sabbath? And nobody answered him. But then from that, he finds himself in a house where he's eating. And when he was eating, Jesus Christ notices two things. And the first thing is, he noticed that the people that were invited to this dinner were choosing the most important places. So they would go and choose and select the most important places. Maybe that meant they were going straight to the high table, you know, and saying we are the most important things. And Jesus Christ noticed that, and Christ speaks into it. And he says, but you, when you get invited, to a dinner, do not choose a higher table. Do not choose a high table. It's best for you that you sit, you know, at the back, and it's going to be an honorable thing when the host say, "Hey, do you mind coming up here to the high table? That will be better for you than to go to the high table and then be sent to the back in the presence of everybody." So Christ says, for us as believers, we need to be good and better guests. And the second thing that he talks about is when you host a banquet or when you host dinner, you've got invite, people that would be considered to be on the outside, because he noticed that the people that came there were either related to the person, they were famous, or they were rich, or they were his friends. And Jesus Christ says, he speaks this to the host. He says, when you host a banquet, when you host dinners, you know, invite the poor, invite the lame, invite the blind, because even though they may not repay you, but you will be blessed. So in other words, Jesus Christ says, we need to be better hosts. And that's what we're going to look at this morning. Jesus Christ saying, do not invite your relatives. Do not invite your rich neighbors. Do not invite your friends when you are hosting a dinner. Now, I want to clarify here. He's not saying you should never invite your relatives. He's not saying you should never invite your friends. He's not saying you should never invite your rich neighbors. But Christ is speaking to something that's very, very deep here. He is again showing hospitality to people that will pay us back. He is saying we are more closer to God's kingdom when we welcome those we consider to be on the outside. We are more closer to God's kingdom when we show hospitality to the people that do not deserve it, or society pushes them away. So this is what he says in verse 12. Then Jesus said to his host, when you give a luncheon or dinner, do not invite your friends, your brothers or sisters, your relatives, your rich neighbors. If you do, they might invite you back, and so you will be repaid. And so you will be repaid. Jesus Christ says, do not do this. It is better for you to invite the people that the society would consider to be the misfit. It's better for you to invite the people in your life or around you that society would consider to be the outcast. It is better for you to do that. And Jesus Christ here, he is challenging our, you know, temptation, because often we are tempted to invite people that are like us, you know, to invite people that look like us, to invite people that smell like us, to invite people that behave like us, that act like us, to invite people that, you know, we consider to be important in society. Jesus is challenging us that do not be that person, but invite the misfit, those that are deemed to be the out crowd. Those that are deemed to be the out crowd. And I was thinking about this, that why do we invite and welcome those that are like us, smell like us, behave like us, and look like us? It's because often we seek reward, the reward we can control. Often we seek the reward we can control. And verse 13 says, 13 to 14, but when you give a banquet, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind, and you'll be blessed. Although they cannot repay you, you will be repaid at the resurrection of the righteous. In other words, there's no reward for you in this life if you're going to invite those that are considered to be on the outside. But that, it goes against us. You know, we want to invite people so that we know we're going to receive a reward at the end of it. You know, they're going to invite us back because we want to control what gets paid back to us. We want to control what we get back. You know, so we always ask, if I'm going to invite that person, what's in for me? What's in for my family? What's in for me? Will they show me hospitality back? Will they invite me back in their homes? Because we seek the reward we can control. That's what we do. But Jesus Christ is saying it's best for you to invite those that are lowly in society, to invite those that are lowly in society. So we do not invite the rich and the relatives because we like to associate ourselves with those who are considered to be more important in society, because that shows us to be important as well. When that question came, I wonder where your head went to. Who would you invite? You know, was there people you'd consider to be outside? You know, the lame, the blind, that you can have in your home or in your house or in your space. In your space. And for us, the question should not be, what's in it for me? You know, but it should be, what's in it for God's kingdom? What's in it for God's kingdom when these people that are considered to be on the outside are welcomed in my space, are welcomed in my space? We must not be compelled to invite and show hospitality to people because we're going to receive something back, but we show hospitality to people because we want to give something back. We're stewards of what God has given us. Now, when you look at this word of hospitality, actually the deep meaning of hospitality is lover of stranger, lover of stranger, those that are not like us, you know, meaning that we believers, we develop a love for a stranger, a love for a misfit, a love for those that are considered to be on the outside. Now, quickly, why should we show hospitality? Number one, we show hospitality to those on the outside because Jesus is the great host who has welcomed us into his home. That is our motivation for showing hospitality to those that are on the outside. It's because Jesus Christ himself, being a great host, he has welcomed us in his home. Ephesians 2 verse 19 says, consequently, you are no longer foreigners and strangers, but fellow citizens with God's people and also members of his household. What that says is that there was a time when you were a foreigner, there was a time when you were a stranger, but because of Jesus Christ now, you are no longer a stranger, you are no longer a foreigner, you are no longer outside the house. Now you belong to God's household. You belong to God's household. When we were deep in our sins, separated from God, we were considered to be on the outside. But now, through Jesus Christ our Lord, he has invited us in. Now we belong to the household of God. We belong to the household of God. We are no longer, you know, we should no longer feel lost because we belong to his house. So we show hospitality because we ourselves have been welcomed by God. We ourselves have been welcomed by God, and therefore we're going to welcome other people into our spaces. Into our spaces. And just thinking about this, is not that we are welcoming those, you know, that the world would consider kind of like unwelcome, and therefore we welcome them because we are so cool, we are so awesome. No, we are welcoming them because the kingdom of God is so awesome. The kingdom of God is so awesome to leave anyone behind. The kingdom of God is so beautiful to leave anyone behind, and therefore we say, you know what, doesn't matter where you're from, doesn't matter how you look like, I want you in, come on in, and be a part of this God's kingdom. Number two, why do we show hospitality? We show hospitality to those on the outside to show that we value Jesus more than our norms. To show that we value Jesus more than our norms. One of my favorite sayings for the last 3 years or 4 years maybe has been easy peasy lemon squeezy. You know, when my girlfriend, now my wife, Kate, taught me this, you know, easy peasy lemon squeezy, I couldn't get it right. You know, I was saying easy peasy squeeze banana. And for some reason, a banana was coming in, not an orange. I'm not a lemon, sorry. And, you know, like, I was just messing this saying up, to the point that Kate just said, okay, we're going to be calling that easy peasy squeeze banana. That would be our saying in our home. But, you know, somebody else told me recently who was, you know, working with kids. And, you know, whenever they would have a task, you know, the kids would say, yeah, easy peasy, lemon squeezy. You know, like, it's so easy, they would do this thing. But then one day they were doing this task, and it was a hard task. So this kid says, oh, easy peasy, lemon difficult. You know, easy peasy, lemon difficult. And I think that kind of like just captured what hospitality is. Hospitality is easy peasy, lemon difficult. You know, often we like to think other people have find it easier to be host. We talk about having a gift of hospitality and that we are excused. We should not be people that show hospitality to other people. But, you know, being hospitable is not easy and it is difficult. This is why in Scripture you'll find in 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 9, says, offer hospitality to anyone without grumbling. Offer hospitality to anyone without grumbling. Now we consider, you know, when people come to visit us, they will challenge certain norms that we hold dear. More especially when you invite or bring in or welcome the people that are considered to be on the outside, because the people that are considered to be on the outside are not going to have the same norms as you have, or the same values as you have. They will not know how to use the toilet as you've been taught, or how to use your china. Sometimes they'll break even your china. And there will be times when it is hard, but the Scripture says, do it without grumbling. Do it without grumbling. Now, whether we're going to hold our norms, you know, to the highest esteem, and only invite those we like and behave like us and understand us easily, or we're going to exalt Jesus Christ, we're going to value Jesus Christ more than our norms, more than the things that we are used to. I like to have my space, I like to do things this way, but when you're being hospitable, it begins to challenge those things. It begins to challenge your norms. So it is better to show hospitality, because it is in there that you say, I value Jesus more than my norms. Now, how do you show hospitality? How do you show hospitality? Number one, learn to feel welcomed in the presence of God. Learn to feel welcomed in the presence of God. Because first of all, we need to go to God who has welcomed us, and we need to feel comfortable in His house, because we belong there. We belong to God's house. If you have believed in Jesus Christ, you belong to His house. And therefore, learn to feel welcomed there. Learn to go to God's presence. One thing that I'm learning is to learn to be still in God's presence. And it's not easy. It is a little difficult. But what you could do, or one thing that I'm learning is that if I choose today, I'm going to be still in God's presence for just 1 minute. And then next day, I'm going to add 1 more minute. I'm going to be in God's presence for 2 minutes. And then I'm going to add that. And I'm hoping there will be one time that I'll say, I've been in God's presence for 5 minutes. And it's going to be amazing. 5 minutes stillness. Quietness time. But you know, we got to learn to feel welcomed there. Because it is in God's presence where He affirms of His love upon our lives. It is in God's presence where He says, you are my son, you are my daughter, you are loved by me. We've got to go in God's presence and feel welcome there, because God says you belong to me and you're welcome here. You're welcome in my presence here. So you will show hospitality better to others when you yourself begin to learn to feel welcomed in God's presence. Number two, how do you show hospitality? Is being fully present to someone. Learning to be fully present to someone. When we talk about hospitality, we can always just think about food. You know, we can always think about food. And, when we bring somebody in our home, we cook and we've hosted them. That's hospitality, that's gone. But actually, hospitality, or what Jesus Christ is calling us to, is deeper than that. Because you remember the story of Mary and Martha. You know, they were in the presence of Jesus. In fact, one was in the presence of Jesus, while the other was, busy, cooking and preparing food. And even serving was not, a delight. It was more of a duty. And therefore, she became just frustrated and says to Jesus, why can't you tell my sister Mary to help me in the kitchen? And Jesus Christ says, but Mary has chosen something that's noble, something better. It's being in God's presence, present and with someone. Just being present with someone. Somebody called this a holy space. Inviting somebody into a holy space. And what is holy is something that has been set apart. You know, we need to reach at a point when we come into contact with people, they can feel like they have been set apart, you know, to talk to us. That, you know, we can, they feel like they are valued. They're the only person that matters in the world in this moment. They are valued. They are being appreciated. They are being loved. So it's being fully present. Being fully present. Because you can invite somebody, give them a great food, but they might feel, getting out of there, feel like, I didn't really connect with that person. I didn't really connect with them, because you were not really fully present there. We're not fully present. So can we be a people of God? You know, that show hospitality to people by being fully present. And everybody, anyone can do this if we learn. We learn to be fully present where we want to listen. We want to listen. You know, some of you have worked with somebody for 5 years, but, you know, in the same office, but you don't really actually know them. They don't really actually know you. But, you know, you're drinking coffee together, you know, sometimes you go have a meal together, you know, but you've never got an interest to kind of like know about them. Be present. Be present. God might be calling you there to be present. Now, lastly, is, you know, how can we show hospitality? Is cultivating a habit of inviting others in. Cultivate a habit of inviting others in. When I think about invitation, you know, I can think that probably all of us are a product of an invitation. Even our very own existence, somebody had to say yes to an invitation, if you think about it. For you to be here, you had to say yes to some sort of an invitation. You know, and, you know, we've got to be the people that are inviting and the people that are welcoming. The people that are inviting and the people that are welcoming. Because as Jesus Christ says, if you invite, most especially those that are lowly, in society, you will be blessed. Now, I want to just say here, we're not inviting the lowly and welcoming the lowly so that we will be lifted up. We're not doing that. That's the way of the world. The way of the world goes and helps and snaps pictures of people they didn't know to post them. You know, that's the way of the world. The way of the world just want people to clap their hands that you're doing an amazing job volunteering there or being good to those people. But actually, they want they themselves to be lifted up. But for us, we are inviting the lowly, not that we'll be lifted up, that they'll be lifted up because society rejects them. And they'll be lifted up. They'll feel valued and be lifted up because God loves them. God loves them. So where is God calling us now in this moment? God is calling us that we'll be the people that invite others in, more especially those we consider to be on the outside. And when I talk about that, some of you even have people in your own homes, relatives that you're not in good terms with. They're on the outside of your emotional wall. You got to bring them in. You got to bring them in. Reach out to them and bring them in. And Jesus Christ says, when you invite, meaning that it's on us, we got to be intentional to invite. We got to be intentional to invite others in, to invite others in. So how can I apply this message? I would like you to think of three names of people that you can reach out to and invite in. Three names of people that you can, invite in. And first of all, think about the spaces that you're already in. It could be your workplace. It could be your school. It could be in your family, you know, relatives, you know, somebody that you can invite in that you consider to be like, you know, I'm here to connect with this person. So bring them in. Invite one person to church. Invite one person to church. Let them come in. Let them come here. You know, one of the amazing stories that you hear in Scripture often is people that would just talk to someone else and say, you know what? Come and see Jesus. Come and see for yourself. Come and see the work of God. Sometimes we got to be like that. You know, just come and see. Come and see. And then lastly, I would like you to do something for someone that will not pay you back. Do something for someone that will not, you know, pay you back. And it could be somebody that you already know and you know they're not going to pay me back. Do something for them that cannot pay you back. And that is the three ways that you can respond to this message today. So Jesus Christ invites you, and therefore he invites you to invite others as well, to bring them in into God's kingdom. Amen.
Thanks for listening to the Flood Church Sermon Podcast. Please send us your feedback by commenting below or by emailing floodlilongwe@gmail.com.